Hello and welcome to our little podcast. My name's Stuart Grant and this, although you can't see him obviously, is Neil.
You all right?
I'm fine, thanks. We present the Kiss Breakfast Show.
Brilliant, isn't it?
It is very good, actually.
Yeah, it is.
And we're here today to talk to you about...
Choices today.
Choices, that's right. The video shop that you can get all sorts of things.
No, don't be silly.
Oh.
No, it's all about choices in year nine.
What
you're
going
to pick for your GCSEs, your further education choices, a couple of years later.
So no DVDs?
No.
I think they got bought out by Blockbuster anyway. We had a chat with the Suffolk Youth and Connection Service.
Lovely people.
They were lovely. And we also went down to see Joanne and Michael
at
the King Edward School in Bury St Edmunds. Now, Joanne is a Year 9 student, just about to make her choices.
For GCSE.
Right. And Michael, he's Year 11.
Couple of years older.
So he's doing his GCSEs at the moment. So he's thinking about what he's going to do after he leaves school.
Further education.
We'll let them tell you more about what they did. Here they are. Okay, Joe, so you're in year nine at the moment, and this is a big year for you, I guess. You're having to think about what you're going to be doing for the next 2 years when it comes to your choices. But where do you start, and what sort of things have you been thinking about?
Well, I've just been thinking that I'll just do things with the lessons that I enjoy, find out what I like, and go with that. But I know that I'll be doing French and triple science because I need French to get into good university, and triple science because I want to do medicine.
Triple science, wow, that sounds a bit tough. What's that all about?
It's because we got to do science anyway, it's core, but I wanted to do triple science to excel in it and make sure that I can do medicine.
So you've got loads to think about at the moment. I guess you must feel pretty pressured by the idea of having to make all these choices. Are you getting influenced from anyone? Is anyone telling you what to do, or do you think you're going to make all the decisions on your own?
Well, obviously everybody gets influenced a little bit. Mm-hmm. I mean, my mum, she's quite happy for me to do the science because she thinks that there's a big demand for women in that area. So there's always that, like, parental influence, and then this from your friends, like, oh, I'm doing this, would you do that with me? And you're sort of thinking about yourself and you're thinking, I'm going to do what I want. But I don't know, it's unsure because I don't know what I want to do yet. I don't know, like, all the options and everything, so it's hard at the moment.
So what was it that made you decide that you want to do the subjects that you're thinking about at the moment?
Well, I noticed that I was doing well in all my science tests and I really enjoyed the lessons and I thought this is what I quite like to do. So, and I've had personal experience in that area, so I just think it'd be something that I'm good at.
Michael, 2 years ago, you were in the exact same position as Joe is right now. So what was it like for you? Can you remember?
It was quite nerve-wracking, actually, thinking about what subjects you're going to choose to do for 2 years and then take an exam in it because them subjects could decide your career and the rest of your lifestyle.
Did you find the decisions easy to make at the time, or can you remember being at quite a tricky time of your life?
I don't think it was an easy decision because there was so many subjects that I wanted to do that you had to narrow it down just to four that you were going to take for 2 years was quite hard because there's so many options and some of the courses seem really enjoyable.
Right, so hindsight's a wonderful thing. So 2 years on, did you make the right choices, do you think?
I think I picked the right courses. I mean, I'm really enjoying the courses that I took, but some of my mates at the start of year 10 didn't think they made the right decisions and were wondering if they could change courses, so they just talked to the teachers and they were managed to change course if they wanted to.
In some ways, it's a bit like year 9 all over again for you now. Here you are making a decision about your future learning, possible careers, that kind of stuff. How do you feel about all that? Is it quite scary?
Yeah, it can be quite scary because the other day I went to a college open evening and they just gave you a brochure of all the courses that they do at the college, and just flicking through them, there must have been about 8 courses on each page and just a brief description of what they're about, and just narrowing it down to one course was quite scary.
So obviously taking the 4 courses, you know, in the last 2 years, has that helped you to decide what you like, what you don't like, to help you make that decision about the kind of course you want to do next?
Yeah, it has, because when I've been doing the 4 courses over the past 2 years, you've learned a lot about the subject, and that's what helped me decide that I wanted to do a business studies course at college.
And you think you're a bit more confident about making that kind of decision now than you were maybe 2 years ago?
Yeah, I'm a bit more confident because I know what the subject will be about, whereas when I was in year 9, I just didn't know what it was going to be about at all, so it's just hope for the best, really.
So you're thinking about taking a business studies course now. What kind of career you see for yourself in a few years' time?
Well, being as the business studies course is mainly based on finance, I see myself working in the business as either an accountant or a director of finance, which would be quite nice.
Quite well paid as well, I thought.
Probably.
So if you are a year 9 student, like Joanne...
I'm not. No.
No, you're not really, actually. Not at all. You're not female.
No.
Or are you a nice student?
No.
But if you were, then the things to know really are that there are some subjects when you're choosing your GCSEs that you just have to do.
Compulsory ones.
That is a good word.
It is a good word.
Can you spell it?
No.
Because that would have been handy because you do have to do English.
Yeah, that's a given, isn't it?
That is. And maths.
Mm. I'm rubbish at maths. And stuff.
Science.
Yeah.
But there are other ones as well that you might have to do, but some that you can choose. Things like ICT, sometimes religious studies and physical education. I was rubbish at it as well as saying it.
That doesn't surprise me.
But if you're worried about the choices that you're going to have to make or the ones that you might want to make, you can talk to your teachers. There are connections advisors as well. You'll probably get assemblies. Anything else? Leaflets? Brochures?
Pamphlets?
Anything like that. And if you haven't had them yet, then you will probably get them in the next couple of weeks or months.
Brilliant.
As you get closer to making those decisions.
Good hope.
But that's if you're like a Year 9 student like Joanne, which you're not.
No.
You're a bit more like Michael.
In the fact that I'm a fella, yeah.
That's about as far as it goes, actually. He's Year 11 for a start. Yeah. He was talking about how he made his decisions and his choices for his GCSEs. He's quite lucky. He knew what he wanted to do, so he's able to look at the career path that he's going to take and what choices are going to fit that. But for me, for example, I didn't have a clue what to do. I really didn't know.
What did you do?
I can't remember. It was in black and white in those days.
When I was Michael's age, I wanted to be, I think, either a chef or an architect.
You can't cook.
I can't cook, I know. I know that now.
You're a rubbish cook, in fact.
But when I was choosing my options, you know, I was kind of struggling a little bit. I asked my mum and dad what, you know, their advice, that kind of stuff. And they said, go around and speak to your mates, you know. The guys that are a year or two above you in school, they've done this. And that's exactly what I did. And do you know what? Top guys. And, you know, they really kind of helped sway my decisions a little bit. But ultimately, it's got to be down to you, innit?
Well, that's it. I just chose the ones I liked. That was as simple as it was, really. I thought, right, well, I like drama. So I did drama. And I can't remember the others.
You got to enjoy the course, haven't you?
They were good, though.
For 2 years.
Yeah. So if you wanted to find out more information about all the things we've already talked about and some things that we're going to talk about, there is a great website that somebody set up. Don't know who it is, but they've done it very well.
Someone clever.
It's called www.futureforme.org.uk.
Okay.
Just bear in mind that the word four is actually a number.
So it's future4, the number 4,
yep.
me.org.uk. Brilliant.
There's loads of stuff on there.
Do you know what? I've actually seen that website.
Have you really?
Especially for 14 to 19-year-olds right here in Suffolk. All right. About your choices, the kind of things you can do next. Apprenticeships, college courses, all that kind of stuff. And it's brilliant.
All the stuff we've been talking about then. All in one place.
Brilliant.
www.futureforme.org.uk.
Place to be.
The other thing we did was we talked to a few people who work at KISS.
Mm.
And we asked them about the sort of choices they'd made.
Good idea.
And then after that, we spoke to a lady called Sue.
Top lady.
Actually, you spoke to her.
Yeah, I spoke to her.
And she works for Youth and Connections.
Yeah, she's Connections Advisor.
And we thought it'd be good to find out what she's got to say about choices and all that.
Hear from her in a bit.
So here are the people from KISS. Then it's Sue.
Hi, it's Nikki Elise. I present KISS Lunch, Monday to Friday. When I left school, I took up a course at Sixth Form for Leisure and Tourism, but it didn't work out for me, and I was quite stressed about leaving something. I'd never quit anything before, but it was the best thing for me, because I took some time out, and then I went back to college and did a media studies course, which sort of led me on my way to where I'm working now.
Hi, my name's Sarah. I'm the events manager at KISS. When I made my GCSE choices, I actually had no idea what I wanted to do for a career. So I just took what I was interested in and what I enjoyed, and it's worked out pretty well so far.
Who would have guessed that they did that lot?
Unbelievable, isn't it?
I didn't know that.
No, me neither. Things you learn.
Things you learn. If you're still a bit worried and you don't really know, maybe you don't want to talk to somebody about it.
Or
maybe
not
you want
does.
To. No. Maybe you want to talk to some people, but you also want to do some other research. You could ask your connections advisor where the research section is in your library, because there's probably a book or two on careers.
Pamphlets.
Yep, also, and brochures.
Booklets, even.
You can find out what careers interest you, and that might give you an idea as to what kind of qualifications you're going to need. There's also some computer programs available these days.
I went on one of these when I was at school.
Did you?
I think it's called QDOS, but I think there's a few others kind of similar ones as well, which you might have in your school. And I went on this back in the day, and it said, I should be a forest ranger.
Brilliant.
And I quite like the outdoors, so, you know.
I could see you in your wellies, isn't you, Green Mac?
Yeah.
I did one of these. It was a rubbish one. They're much better now.
Yeah, you did yours in like the 50s.
Yeah, it was green screen, black and white. It was horrible. It told me I should be a prison warden.
But basically the idea is you tap in there, the kind of things you like doing.
Yep.
and it says suggest some kind of careers that you might be good at.
And the key to it is it's unbiased, because it's not going to be your mum or your dad saying, well, I think you should do this, or your teacher's going, well, you're good at that, so you should do this. Totally like a computer program. It hasn't got an opinion.
Good point, well made.
Just tells you what it thinks you should do according to your personality.
Brilliant.
It's a great idea. Anyway, that's probably available in your library or with your connections advisor. Don't forget to talk to everybody. Make your decisions on what you want to do, and good luck. So if you're in year 11 at the moment, you're going to be making choices and decisions about what you want to do with the rest of your life, really.
Big choices.
End of your year, you've got to go somewhere and do something. Now, I suppose you might go and do A-levels.
Quite traditional.
You did that.
I did do that.
I did that. I did it at a sixth form college, though.
Okay, I did it at my high school.
Oh, right.
Sixth form in high school, yeah.
There's different ways of doing that. You could do MVQs.
Which I kind of did after my A-levels.
So you did both.
Yeah, I didn't want to quite go off to university, so I went and did MVQs at my local college after that.
You greedy devil. And then there's other vocational qualifications.
Yep.
Which you could do. There's work-based learning, apprenticeships.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to go out and do real experience in the workplace, you can do a bit of a day release maybe to college.
Yep.
Do a bit of college and a bit of work.
Mm-hmm.
Or you might want to go and do just work.
Get some dollar.
Which is always good, but just bear in mind you're going to be doing that for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
So you might want to take a few years out from going straight into work. But if you do want to, there are works that will offer you some qualifications, some in-house training. Always good to try and better yourself, because you are going to be doing it for a pretty long time.
Don't get stuck in a dead-end job.
No, exactly. Think really carefully about that. If you do want some more information, there are other ways you can find out, of course. We've talked about a few of them. Didn't you talk to Sue?
Yeah, Sue is a lovely woman.
Was she?
She was a connections advisor.
Yep.
She was based at the King Edward School in Bury St Edmunds.
What did she say?
Have a listen. Sue, we've just heard from Joe and Michael how tricky it can be for them to choose their options. How can you guys at Youth and Connections help them?
Well, we get involved in a number of ways, by talking to students in groups or assemblies, introducing ourselves to them, making sure we attend option evenings and so on, and being available. In most schools, we have a sort of request system.
Sometimes a good starting point is just to have a think about what you really don't like, isn't it?
It is, because what everyone looks at the end of the day is achievement. It's how well someone's done. And so you're more likely to do well if you enjoy doing a subject, and you're more likely to work hard at it. On the whole, I find that with most subjects, students have quite sort of strong views on them. There are probably some subjects where, like Michael said earlier, there were some that he didn't want to give up and he had to narrow it down. So for some, there's that problem. For others, some of them aren't keen on sort of some of the traditional academic subjects and actually want to do sort of more practical options. And for example, there are some students who might do a day at college from year 10 onwards and do a more vocational option as part of their course.
So I guess the message is there's loads and loads of options out there.
There are.
Just do your research.
Yeah, and the introduction of the diplomas will make it even more difficult.
And is that research even more important when you get to Michael's age in year 11?
Yeah, much more important, because in year 9, you haven't got the option of leaving school. You've still got to stay in compulsory education. At year 11, you have the option of leaving school and going elsewhere to continue.
Learning just doesn't stop at 16, does it?
No, that's right. And sometimes people will go for a quick hit and think that they want to go straight into a job and just earn some money. But although they might earn more money to start with, in the future, that pay is likely to be the same, whereas someone who's continued in learning and perhaps done an apprenticeship is going to have much more potential to move on.
Now, there's nothing worse than basically sitting staring at this piece of paper full of options in front of you, thinking, I've got no idea what I want to do with the rest of my life, or the next few years at least anyway. You can chat about this kind of stuff to all sorts of people, though, can't you?
You can, and I think the more people, the better, because different people know you in different ways. Your parents probably will know you better than anybody else. But equally, it's useful to talk to teachers who know you, because they know your strengths and weaknesses in studying, but also someone like us, because we're a completely, hopefully, objective view on things, and we actually don't know the young people that we meet that well. So we can help them sort of weigh up the pros and cons of each option.
Lots of people got Saturday jobs, they're maybe doing a bit of volunteering as well. That's all kind of important stuff as well, isn't it?
It is, because all of that experience, most of it is transferable skills.
And as an advisor, what's the most common question you get asked, or most common kind of worry, concern?
Well, the most common question is usually, which is the best place to go? And my answer is always, the best place to go is different for each individual, because it's actually what suits you, and you need to do the research yourself and not ask me which is the best place to go, but to decide for yourself.
So that's the end of our podcast, really. But just the start of your decisions. It's a big time, not your decisions.
No.
But the people listening that have got to make decisions and choices. Good people to speak to, Connections Advisors, because they give you unbiased advice, because they're not your mum.
No.
They're not your dad. Or your friend.
No.
Well, they might be your friend, but not in the same way that your school friends are. And they'll tell you stuff that they think you should know rather than what they think you want to hear.
They're not making the choices for you, they're just helping you with the choices.
Exactly. But it's a good idea to speak to everybody. But if you do want to speak to some Connections Advisors, you can catch them at parents' evenings at school. You can also get online and see them there, or face-to-face, whatever's easier for you. And there are 3 drop-in centres.
Oh, there?
Yep, in Suffolk.
Really?
Yes.
Where are they then?
Well, they are at Connections at 43 St Andrew Street South in Bury St Edmunds.
Okay.
Info Bar at 37 to 43 4th Street, Ipswich.
There's one in Lowestoft as well, isn't
there? There is. Well done, Neil. Opportunity House, that's called. And that's 35 to 37 London Road.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yep. Nice places, then. Go down and have a chat. But if you can't get to any of these, you can't get online, or you just want to talk to someone over the phone, there is a number you can call.
Go on.
0800.
That's a free phone number, that is.
That is free, although probably not from a mobile.
Good point.
Landline, yeah. 0800, free phone. 0800 085 4448. 0800 085 4448. It's important you do make a good choice here, right? Take it seriously. Don't be afraid to go for extra help.
There's a lot of people out there to help, basically, isn't there?
If you do want any more information, there is another website we'd recommend you go and have a look at. Health issues, housing, money, everything, really. Have you got it there?
It's all sorts of stuff, yeah. It's thesource.me.uk. That's thesource.me.uk. There's all sorts of stuff on there, like you say, all just kind of life tips, basically.
Yeah. Thanks to Connections in Suffolk.
Great people.
They were, especially Sue.
Yeah, she's a top lady, she was.
And thanks to Joanne and Michael from King Edward School in Bury St Edmunds.
Yeah, good luck with your choices, guys.
And don't forget to check out that website we mentioned earlier, futureforme.org.uk. And it's a 4, as in the number, futureforme.org.uk. Thanks, Neil.
Cheers, Duke.
You were good.
Not as good as you.